Go ahead, and I'm starting the recording now. Leo and Mike, please take over.
Good morning and afternoon, folks. This is the Open Ontology Repository Initiative, essentially the first session. It's mostly planning, but one of the things we wanted to do was to lay out some, you know, general discussion points. So the slide set that you see, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, so feel free after the fact to look through the bullets in this PowerPoint and you know, think about these issues yourself. And obviously there may be things that I've missed. I'm on slide two. And what I wanted to do is just give an example. This is kind of a 1.1179 ISO standard view of things with some relationships that aren't typically spelled out graphically.
Leo.
Yes.
Leo.
Yes.
May I interrupt? We are not on the same slide deck. I combined a slide deck with yours. Oh.
I think Leo's slide number one is slide number five in the new deck.
Yeah, so
right.
I'm on slide number six then.
Okay.
Where the header should be example metadata registry repository contains objects and classification. So this is, again, it's not an ontology repository, but it's a perspective from the metadata registry repository world. And in particular, 1.1179, ISO standard for metadata registries. What I show here is the kinds of objects that you'll need, typically, if you're really going to have an ontology with instances and services, terminologies, et cetera. But again, you know, this is an issue we will have to work out. So I have data objects, classification objects, terminology objects, and meaning objects. So with links between those, so a meaning object obviously could be the ontology and some of the notions underneath the ontology, under the meaning objects, class, concept, property, largely will depend on your knowledge representation language, which actually could be a separate stack here. I haven't included that, but the specific logic or knowledge representation language you use is obviously going to be important. And then terminology objects. So I make a distinction between terms and concepts, terms meaning words and phrases, in many cases multilingual. That's how we index what we're interested in terms of meaning. So we'll use language, but we want our models to ultimately, let's say, be represented in terms of concepts and relations and properties, et cetera. Then classification objects or schemes, in other words, whether it's an ontology or a thesaurus or a taxonomy, flat list, a database schema. And then finally, data objects, these could be underlying an instance level on an ontology. It's where the information potentially came from to populate that instance. Okay, this is basically just to give you some ideas. Now, the following slide, I'm really not going to cover in any detail, but I wanted to give an indication of some functional requirements for, in particular, an RDF OWL repository. This is based on some work we did 2 years ago at MITRE, developed a white paper, ConOps, if you will. And so the major bullets are the only ones I'm going to emphasize here because I think it's applicable even if you're not considering an OWL ontology or a semantic web ontology, but let's say a common Lisp, common logic or ICRIS, ICL. Ontology or KIF or something else. And so that is initially provide capability to submit an ontology to the repository, provide centralized data storage, have metrics and logging requirements. Now we're on the slide 8, which is repository 2. Provide user services via a web interface for multiple things, such as searching metadata indices, linking, browsing, navigation, etc. And then machine user services, so querying, obviously in an emerging query language in the semantic web is Sparkle, but there could be other query languages. And then also, you know, having a kind of machine interface that uses XML and such technologies such as REST and SOAP. And then having an API to enable, you know, even tighter integration. Slide 9, repository 3, provide a repository of downloadable web tools. Now, obviously, this is potentially optional, but a lot of us think that if tools are accessible and services, that folks will be more apt to contribute to the repository and interact with it. Validation requirements, so whether it's a OWL ontology or DFS ontology, syntactically and structurally and semantically validate. When we get to reasoning services, obviously semantic validation may be consistency checking using the reasoner. Now, OWL services, you can... Instead of OWL, you can just put in ontology, if you will, because we think these are applicable. A browsing service, query services, indexing, visualization, et cetera, including annotation services.
I don't understand.
Okay, slide 10. We have a question.
We're getting some crosstalk. It's incidental, I think.
Actually, there's two questions on the other.
There's questions, yes.
Yeah. But I'm going to, this is Dwayne, I'm just going to hold off until...
Right, yes, I think it would be better if we hold off, because we will try to save as much time for discussion as we can. So let's allow Leo to rush through this.
Okay, now we're on slide 10, which is repository 4. There's only these two remaining. All services continued might be a web page markup facility that enables you to link and mark up, link from the OWL ontology and mark up your data, online data. Search services, and obviously crawler, some sort of crawler that will assist folks in indexing. The reasoning services, now there's much more that could be expressed under here, but I haven't. So initially, ontology consistency checking, satisfiability maybe, model checking, for example. And then we may also want to have, in addition to semantic web or description logic kind of subsumption reasoning, you might want to have more first-order logic, what we typically call rules. So maybe something like a generalized modus ponens or a rule service. And then import services. Modularity, defining modularity for ontologies, and being able to import modules or entire ontologies or establish equivalence linkages. The final slide, slide 11, repository 5. What's also going to be important is semantic mapping services, including potentially mapping or translating schemas, database schemas, and XML schemas, DTDs and XML schemas for XML data. We are also interested in visually aided mapping to assist folks. The more tools and the higher quality of those tools, the more likely that we'll get good products, services, and participation. And then a disambiguation service. Obviously, mapping between ontologies is only semi-automatable these days, but we can perhaps shorten the time by having smarter tools and services. Ontology and instance versioning services. Versioning will become extremely important. It's already important, but it'll just increase in value. And then terminology to concept mapping. If the concepts really represent the meaning, if you will, machine interpretable meaning in your models, your ontologies, well, different folks will use different terminologies to access or index those. And you would like to provide services that go from your specific terminology, which could be, in fact, unique, personally defined, to a community of interest vocabulary or an established dictionary, thesaurus, etc. So now I'd just like to turn this over to Mike for a few comments. Remember, the whole point of this is to flesh out some ideas and jumpstart the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. Mike, you may be on mute. We can't hear you. Mike, we still cannot hear you. In the meantime, did someone just join us while Leo was speaking?
Yes, Farooq Najmi. Sorry, I was having phone trouble.
No problem. Welcome, Farooq.
Thank you.
Are you there, Mike? Okay. Maybe I will maybe go back to slide number 3 and look at what we are going to do. In particular, I mean, the next agenda item is for everyone, for us to go around and have everyone introduce themselves. Since we have such a huge crowd, I would definitely want everyone to try to stay within their two-minute limit. And if you look at the agenda, within the 2 minutes, please introduce yourself, I mean, your name, your affiliation, what work you're doing that is pertinent to this initiative, and maybe some expectation from this call. That would be wonderful. I'm going to go down the list that we have already captured. So let's find out if is Peter Brown with us, Denise Bedford, Bob Smith, Attila Elche, Ken Baplowski? No. Is anyone online whose name is not showing under the attendant list?
Yes, this is Luis Bermudez.
Can you spell your name for me?
L-U-I-S.
Yes.
And last name, B-E-R. M-U-D-E-Z.
B-E-R-M-U-D-E-Z. And you're from?
I am from Sura Southern University's Research Association.
Can you spell your university name?
If you just put Sura, that will be okay. S-U-R-A.
S-U-R-A. Is it an acronym?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Hi,
right.
This is Mike Dean. I'm back. Sorry about that.
Okay, great. We wanted you to add your comments before we go around and have everyone introduce themselves. So please go ahead.
Okay, that sounds good. I don't know if I really have a lot to add at this point. I'm delighted at the enthusiasm that everybody has for this effort. You know, there have been a number of early owl ontology efforts that I've been aware of, and many of those really haven't been maintained. So I'm looking at this as a good opportunity to pull together a lot of the existing work and experience and really promote the use of ontologies going forward. Let's see. We had talked about formulating a mission statement. I assume we want to wait a little bit until we get until after introductions to do that.
Fantastic.
Does that make sense, Peter, or do you want to go
ahead
and talk about
that? Yes, thank you, Mike. And by way of why we have this, why we are having this meeting, I have, besides Leo and Mike, I have two other people to thank. One is Steve Ray, and the other is Mark Musen, and of course, and Tim Redman. Steve Ray, actually, back like a year and a half ago, during one semantic interoperability conference, Steve was making a mentioning that around that time, the demo program has stopped, and he said, "Oh, there are ontologies out there that are sort of dangling, and some are reachable now, and others don't." And since I come from an infrastructure company, who say, and Steve says, "You have the infrastructure, maybe you could offer to host them." I said, I would be glad to. And then I tried to find out what it takes, and soon enough I discovered that Mike Dean has already volunteered and is giving stewardship to those mainly like demo ontologies. And he has some hosted at W3C out at MIT. So that's one side of the story. The other side is, I mean, Mark Musen and Tim Redman and myself have been working on a collaborative effort called CODS, Collaborative Ontology Development Services, which includes an infrastructure to support open collaborative ontology development. The Stanford people have made huge progress in having a repository of some sort has always been on the agenda. So, and of course, the Stanford people have been doing a phenomenal job, but mainly in the biomedical ontology domain. And I said, I mean, maybe we should team up everyone and try to make it into a global open effort. And hence, we are all here. So let's start with the introductions. My name is Peter Yim. I am the CEO of CIM3, which, as I mentioned just now, is an infrastructure company providing collaborative infrastructure. But in particular, I like to host work that's ontology-related, including like the collaborative work environment for Ontolog, the Protege Wiki. I host also the Sumo and the Sigma knowledge engineering environment, and I do hosting as a service for some intergovernmental collaboration, and I'm really happy to have the opportunity to meet with everyone here. So, Leo.
Yes, hi, folks. I'm Leo Obers at MITRE in McLean, Virginia. I'm the group lead for an information semantics group here, about 12, 13 of us focusing on ontologies, semantic web technologies, and related work. Thank you.
Mike?
Yes, I'm Mike Dean. I work for BBN. I'm actually based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've been involved in the semantic web since 2000 as part of the demo program. And as Peter mentioned, I started the demo ontology library, which was a good initial start, but hasn't been maintained consistently.
Thanks, Mike. Dwayne?
Yeah, Dwayne Nicola, Senior Technical Evangelist for Adobe Systems. As CTO of XML Global, I worked on the first registry specs for large SOAs with Farouk and others. Helped develop the EBXML technical architecture, which contained the registry repository component, and subsequently worked in the UN with Anders Tell and others on the methodology for using registry repository facilities to contain the kind of first-order logic and extensions to it for various taxonomies and link those to instances of documents for the various runtimes we're working on.
Thank you, Dwayne. Mark, if you're still online, Mark, you might have muted yourself. He said he was going to the airport, so maybe we'll come back to him. Steve?
Yeah, Steve Ray. I'm at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. Really coming at this from the standards side, we've been working in documentary standards for interoperability for many years, and our interest is in using formal logic and ontologies as a foundation for future standards. Been involved in Ontolog Forum for a while, and also host the annual Ontolog Summit. One reason in particular today, I'm interested to see whether or not those on the phone anyway think this repository idea should be the, if you like, the feature or the focus of this year's Ontology Summit, which is tentatively scheduled for late April. Or there's some other ideas kicking around as well, which might possibly even be combined. So I'm anxious to hear what people think about that.
Thank you, Steve. Benjamin?
Yes, Benjamin Dye. I'm with Stanford Beamer Group, which is Mark Newsom's group, National Center for Biomedical Pathology, called the MCBO. Really focused on advancing biology and medicine, pathology, knowledge, and some of the tools that might be of interest to this are like textbook development, the bioportal, a repository of biomedical ontologies, and a whole slew of other tools.
Thank you, Benjamin. Marsha?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Marsha Byrne from Kern State University. I have been doing research and teaching in the area of so-called knowledge organization systems, KOS, in terms of the semantics and syntax and encoding. I've personally have been involved in the NISO C39.19 standards development for constructing monolingual control vocabularies. Also, some kind of word digital library projects that involve. So my interest and expertise or research experience is in the terminology services, which are more running and including some retrieval purpose ontologies and using terminology service, using XML web services to deliver ontologies, thesauri, taxonomies.
Thank you. Li Ding?
Oh, this is Li Ding. I'm a research scientist at RPI, and I'm currently working with Tassili's Word Constellation, which is hosted by child by Jim Handler and Dr. Deborah McGinnis. And we are... And my research focus was basically the same as this topic. I was a main contributor for Google's main web search engine, and my recent research also covers some ontology-based engineering covering provenance and trust research. So my expectation from this work would be hopefully I can bring about some technology used in Google's many web search engine to benefiting this open ontology sharing mechanism, and we are hoping we can build up a better ontology sharing repository for everybody in the semantic lab and throughout the world.
Thank you. Kajal?
Hey, I'm Kajal from Lincoln Labs. We're actually beginning our ontology effort. We're looking at developing an ontology for weather data sort of as a stepping stone to enable semantic interoperability for web services.
Yeah. Great. Oliver?
Hi, I work with Kajal. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold, but our group is, MIT is the, we work a lot with the FAA, the Weather Sensing Group. So there's a big initiative now between the FAA and the DOD and Eurocontrol, the European equivalent to the FAA, to all sort of get together and share data. Not everybody is agreeing on all the terms, so ontologies are involved, and we're interested in how to access them and store them. And had some experience with EVXML and worked with Farouk Najmi, and sort of want to maintain an interest in this and hopefully contribute.
Fantastic. Thank you. Lee Feigenbaum?
Hi, everybody. I'm Lee Feigenbaum. I'm a co-founder of Cambridge Semantics. We basically have come at semantic web technologies for the past 5 years or so from an application point of view. So we spent a lot of time building middleware to support RDF and OWL and other semantic web technologies with an eye towards how does that let you consume and work with the information later. And so we have an open source platform called ANZO, which I'll paste into the chat, but that baked into the platform is things like auditing and logging and versioning and notification when something changes to enable collaborative things. And we've actually, on our own, been looking at adding ontological repository type module on top of the ANZO platform. And so clearly we have a very strong interest in learning more about everybody's stake in this and the various use cases. And while we don't do service hosting, we'd be very interested in being considered as a technology supplier. And again, it's all open source technology, so very interested.
Patrick? Mark. Mark.
Mark had a drop off, he said, on the chat.
Okay. All right. Then we go to Patrick from Hong Kong.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody. I'm Patrick Yi. I work for the Center for E-commerce Infrastructure Development of the University of Hong Kong. And we have been working on some open source implementation of some B2B open standards. And also we have been working on some XML schema design methodology for a few years. And actually we do not use ontology, and to be honest, we do not know much about ontology, so I am not very sure about what I can contribute to this initiative, but anyway, I think I will try to catch up, and that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Patrick, but you are among the few that are running an active global repository, so good to hear. Tim? Tim Redmond?
Hi. So I'm a developer at Stanford working on the Protégé project, and we're very interested in ontology services and APIs and how this would all work, so that's me.
Thank you, Tim. Anders?
Hi, my name is Anders Tell. A consultant from Stockholm with some backgrounds in international standardization, like Duane in CFAC, for example. What may have interest is that I've just completed a report to the Swedish government regarding a national Redis repository with an European outlook, where we looked at the requirements for hosting things such as ontologies, but also more technical artifacts. We provided solutions and also funding requirements. And if all goes well, we will hopefully get a positive response in mid this year. I'm also working right now with an e-government handbook. It's all about practicable knowledge representation. And it's pretty much a handbook for many different projects that needs to capture everything such as concepts, information models, requirements, business rules, and different types of technical artifacts. And I may have a more wider interest in the different types of work products or registry objects that you could put it into a registry repository. Because we are not only interested in concepts, fact types, but also interesting in things such as ends and means, requirements, processes, XML schemas, Java code, etc., etc.
Thank you, Anders. John? John Graybeal?
Excuse me. Yes, I'm John Graybeal. I work at an Oceanographic Research Institute in California, and in that work, I'm the lead of the Marine Metadata Interoperability Project. We have a website at marinemetadata.org that serves a significant number of ontologies that are relevant to the marine community. Luis Bermudez, from whom you'll hear in a few more people, developed that work and before he went to Sura. And so our next our plan for our next step was to actually go forward into a more full-blown ontology services capability. We have a number of search and other services at the moment for these ontologies, but haven't really gone full bore into development for lack of resources. But a number of the projects we're working on in the oceanographic community are depending on having resolvable and maintainable ontologies. So we're eager. If I may, I just want to mention one other participant who couldn't make it, and that's Roy Lowry of the British Oceanographic Data Center, who has developed extensive vocabulary servers for the Sea DataNet project in Europe and is very interested in this topic as well. And so he'll hopefully be able to participate in future telecons.
Fantastic. Thank you, John. Rex?
Hi, I'm Rex Brooks. I have my own small company, Starborn Communications Design. I work in several technical committees in OASIS from the standards viewpoint, working on emergency management and health informatics. And I'm also leading a group of companies that is building two repositories, one for emergency management and one for health informatics. We want to include ontologies of the matter of the standards that are, you know, concerned with those two domains. And we're using the Sun Service Registry. We started with the EBXMLRR registry a year or two ago, and I've consulted with Farouk on this several times. I hope to work with him some more.
Thank you, Rex. Farouk.
Hi, my name is Farouk Najmi, and I've been involved with EBXML and more specifically EBXML Registry Repository for about 7 years. And at the moment, I have a company, Rocky Software, which is building on EBXML Red Web technology and also currently working on version 4 of the standard. And I've also been leading the open source EBXML registry project that is at SourceForge. My ontology-related background is not too deep, but I've worked on the mapping for OWL to EBXML registry information model, which is codified in the OWL profile for EBXML regular specification. And I would really, what I'm interested in going forward is to see the leverage of EBXML registry as a foundation for collaborative authoring and management of ontology. I've mentioned the idea a few times to colleagues at Stanford working on Protege to potentially use EVXML RegRef as a back end to Protege being the front end, and look forward to this activity. Thank you.
Thank you, Farouk. Luis?
So my name is Luis Bermudez. I started working with ontologies when I was at Drexel University. So we're working with hydrologic ontologies, and then I moved to the Marine Metadata Initiative, where John is the PI, and we created some of the first oceanographic ontologies. And we created some services, but we were always interested in how to provide a registry. So even we have some documents about it in the MMI site. So I'm very interested in the outcome of this project.
Thank you, Luis. Jerry?
Yeah, excuse me. This is Jerry Krager at Texas A&M University. I am one of the collaborators on the MMI project and also active on the SURA SCOOP project, which is a Coastal Ocean Observing and Prediction Program. We have a lot of interest in how to manage ontologies in the ocean sciences world, especially with regard to the coastal environment. And I have a crossover interest in meteorology ontology, dealing less with climate and more with the mesoscale environment in terms of forecasting and observation.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, that's all the names I have under the attended participants list. I would like to find out who else is online that have not introduced himself or herself.
Peter, this is Ken Baslavsky.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I'm Ken Baslavsky. I'm a professor at the College of Computer Science at Northeastern University. I'm interested in a lot of aspects of ontologies, such as health informatics and behavior change, situation awareness, uncertainty and decision support, and also in the ontology framework that was developed last year at the Ontology Summit, and particularly interested in applying this framework to a more general class of ontologies. Okay, Peter?
No. Thank you, Ken. Anyone else who has not had the chance to introduce themselves? Or if Mark Musen or Mark Sablowitz back online, then hear from them. If not, then let's move ahead and see if people have things to add to the agenda. What we have now is to go down the discussion and first talk about needs and requirements, then try to establish a mission statement of some sort, and build an initial team together. Yes?
You also have two outstanding questions in the queue.
All right. Okay.
Or comments, I guess. One of them was mine, so.
Okay. Are they related to the discussion?
Well, quite related, actually.
Okay,
for sake of clarification, it might be a good idea just to, talk a little bit about what the registry repository is and what it isn't.
Okay.
And there's no real, one standard or one system out there that's absolutely perfect for every use, but the EBXML one's probably the closest. The registry repository is a metadata facility, and when you have a registry, there's several different things that go into it. The first order of logic that allows you to then set up other things like taxonomies, but the FOL is really the registry schema, which says that, you're going to have, metadata items perhaps instance items, et cetera, and relationships between them and classification schemes, classifying those. And that's really important to understand first because some of the more common mistakes are people starting to put the ontology work into the register repository as items. I mean, it can be done, but it's probably not the best way forward. Looking at the EBXML registry specifications, and there's two of them, is probably a good basis for people to get a feel for what's probably closest to what we've talked about in the past. And I think Farouk can provide on the text box some good references to get to those. And the other one is the ISO IEC 11179-2004 Part 3 specification, which was very well kind of elaborated in the earlier part of the presentation. One last thing, too. The other thing I'd like to encourage is that we treat registry repository as a metadata facility and not try to look at a registry repository as something that should start having mapping and translation software and reasoning software and inference engines built into it. It should really be scoped to just being the facility for the storage where these declarations can be made and accessed, either via a human browsable GUI or by an API. And that keeps the register repository a lot leaner and cleaner without gobbling it up with too much stuff.
Good point. If everyone would hold off the discussion, I'm just at the item about reviewing and adopting the agenda. So let's sort of make sure we have the right agenda first and then go into the discussion. The first one was to talk about needs and requirements, then try to establish a mission statement, then try to form a volunteer team, because, I mean, there's no resource identified yet. And the next thing is to talk about possible resources that might help fund this work if it needs funding. And then we want to talk about how relevant is this as it seems for the upcoming Ontology Summit 2008, either as its main theme or as part of the theme of the agenda. And what if it doesn't get adopted because we don't make all the calls? Is the Ontology Summit goals and objectives will be sort of a community-driven thing, and if it doesn't get adopted there, I mean, how do we move forward without it? Then we probably don't have time, but I mean, we could, if we have, I mean, still have time, talk a little bit about deliverables, timelines, and other remarks. So anything else, and also maybe add a few action items that would help us move forward and determine on what the time what time we will meet again to push this forward. So anything else people want to add or delete from the agenda? No? Someone was trying to speak up just now.
Yeah, this is Jerry Krager.
Yes.
I'd like to take very minor issue with what Dwayne was just saying about keeping the registry purely lean. I would offer that there are several applications that can be run off of the same system. I agree in principle that the registry itself and the applications surrounding it need to be purpose-driven and very specific. But there's nothing to preclude adding functionality within the software or as additional software that would allow parsing and some of the analysis that might be done by a browser or other tools.
I would agree that there's nothing that prevents it, but you also have to realize that in practice, I've set up quite a few of these, probably about a dozen or so, and when that happens, what usually ends up happening is that it starts eating into a lot of the performance, and things start to break. It's not impossible.
Yeah, again, I think someone was typing. I couldn't quite hear you.
I just said that it's not, I didn't say it was impossible, I just said it's architecturally, I think, more elegant things, scoped to one purpose. make sure there's no dependencies between components of an infrastructure. If we want to build things like reasoning engines or mapping and translation applications that use the registry, great. The registry has APIs. Most registries have APIs, especially the XML one, to use that, but keeping them cleanly separated is architecturally elegant for performance and scalability.
I think we're in violent agreement.
One thing I don't want, and I hope that we're not going to preclude some of these items, but there's many repositories and registries out there, most of them where you just place stuff do not get used for very long. What you need is services and an API to enable, extendable services individual contributors might want to create. You don't want to create new inference engines. You don't want to create new products. What you want to do is provide services that link some of these. In my world, in the federal government, USA federal government, there is a metadata registry that's been in existence for probably 5-6 years, and it has a lot of stuff, but most of which is useless because there's no way of finding out what's in there, no way of accessing it semantically, except maybe through keyword search. And once you get it, there's no necessarily validators, and there aren't very many services. Visualizations, etc. So to be useful, I think that, yes, you want to focus on ontology registration and ontology repository, but if you just place stuff there and there's no services plan to link these things, there won't be a lot of use of this. If you look at XMDR, which is Extended Metadata Registry, that goes beyond the 111.79 standard, and you could look that up at xmdr.org. It's emerging as a metadata registry that includes all the artifacts that were on that first slide that I showed at the beginning of this. In other words, data elements, but also terminology, the range of models, including ontologies, and then services, not necessarily existing yet, but with planned services and APIs to develop services to do, in fact, mapping. So I think a repository is of value when you can use more than, one thing that you pull out, or one thing that you put in. If you can establish linkages, that's extremely valuable. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Rex. I'd like to add one little note to the discussion, and that's that if there is a central repository that acts as a linkage for a federated system of repositories and registries or registry repositories, I think that might also encourage a more extensive use of it, because what I'm putting together are very specific, domain-specific registry repositories. But, I don't know how well that's going to, fit with the overall model of the open ontology repository. I'd like to be connected to it, but I don't know how much I'll be able to add to it.
Anders, I think I would like to support the two last statements. I think working with this as a repository for metadata is an issue of focusing on priorities. I think it's an excellent view that you can have different types of services. Services can grow over time. I think that's an excellent idea. And depending on funding and resources, people can develop what they think is of most value to them. I also like to support the notion of federated registered repositories. This is one of the key ideas we had for this national registered repository, because we have a very federated government in Sweden, and we really need to be able to create groups and clusters of companies, organizations, the government, some that works together, and each one of them would like to start their own registered repository. A third point is that we are also working with things such as policies, conventions, such as naming convention, packaging conventions, conventions to work with how to write definitions, for example. And it would be great to add to the requirements list later on that you should be able to add links to guidance, methodologies, etc. And the fourth point to the requirements from our point of view is that we would like to add viewpoints, which means that we are working with handbooks and other things that allows people from different views or roles which they have in organizations and different types of perspectives. So some people would like to work very conceptually, and some people are very concrete programmers. They would like to work, for example, with XML schemas and other types of artifacts. So we are embedding viewpoints into the system and relating that to registry objects. Thanks.
Other comments? There are quite a few if people are locked into the chat session, there are quite a few comments and some reference material already there. That makes for a good start. I think we have sort of, as a group, identified a few sort of fairly major issues that needs to be balanced or compromised, or at least in terms of when we approach the matter and when and how. Maybe it needs to be phased. Maybe it needs to be partitioned so that certain things are worked as a sort of global, open, volunteered effort, and others gets left to other efforts by service providers. But I mean, that would be for the team who will be carrying this project onwards to work on it. And so maybe if we don't have further comments about needs and requirements, let's try to put together a mission statement, a simple mission statement that outlines what this project is going to be as a sort of guidance towards putting together the effort. Mike Dean has graciously agreed to help sort of come up with the straw man for this. So, Mike?
Yeah, maybe the easiest thing is for me to post a draft to the wiki. I'm sorry, to the website. Just a second here.
Don't write into the wiki yet.
I was going to do it to the chat session. I just
heard. Okay, great. Yeah, do it on the chat session.
One of the things that I also agree with from the previous discussion is the idea of federation is a key one, but I'm not quite sure we're ready to commit to that in the mission statement. So my thoughts initially were, you know, sort of the goal essentially is to promote the use of ontologies. By developing a repository, and some of the key notions that's an open collaborative repository, and that we're really looking at global scale usage of the repository. I can edit this if people have suggestions, or do other people kind of feel like this is kind of in the ballpark of what we're interested in.
Okay, so
For those who are not in the chat session, let me read this out. Mike has posted the first draft mission statement to promote the global use of ontologies by developing and maintaining an open collaborative ontology repository. So, comments.
This is Steve Ray. I have sort of a question and a comment. I'm curious, especially if Mark Musin is still on the line, how this complements or compares with what NCORE, I know Barry Smith at various times has talked about. He wants to ensure quality in ontologies and a quote-unquote good housekeeping seal of approval for ontologies. I'm curious, Mark, whether you and Barry thought of the NCORE as specifically not supplying any kind of repository services and rather just sort of endorsement or quality seal? And would this then complement that? My question. I don't know if Mark's still online.
He may not.
Does anyone else have an opinion on that? Peter, do you think NCORE ever wanted to have a repository?
Person that's closer to NCORE is Rex. Rex, you have a comment?
Not specifically. It's been mentioned a couple of times, but we've been pretty dormant for the last year outside of the major events that go through, like EMEA.
So I guess you're saying don't see any conflict there anyway and possibly some complementarity?
Yeah, I think it would be very complementarity oriented. It's something I'd like to see and something that I've mentioned a couple of times. It's obviously, a little bit slow in catching on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, one thing is somewhere on the agenda, right above item 3, actually there's an item that says recommendations on who else should be involved. John Graybill recommended Roy Lowry, and then I was thinking, when Leo was speaking, this sounds like it. What he described sounds like a lot of work that the LexGrid people have been working on. If one goes back to the Chris Schutt lecture he gave on Ontolog Forum, there's a lot of that work, including some of the services like mapping and so on, that they've already been working on. Although, again, this is mainly confined to the medical and biomedical ontology domain. Then Leo also mentioned the ISO 11179, not Leo, Dwayne and a couple of other people. And then Leo also mentioned the MDR folks. And now Steve mentions the NCORE folks. And I've added all these sort of names under there. And if people have other names or communities that they think should get involved, please mention them at this time so we can all capture them, at least to invite them to the next meeting or have them send someone.
Yeah, hello? I definitely think that the NCORE people would be good.
Can I speak now?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, this is Marcia. We have a social group. It's called NCOS Network Knowledge Organization Systems. And there are people very involved, for example, developing terminology registries and services, and also in terms of delivering instead of just HTTP, but also other types of protocols. So I will have 3 names probably sent through email to you. I'm on the way on the cell phone. Okay?
Okay,
in the UK.
Yeah, can you give me the acronym of the group that you're talking about? Placeholder.
Yeah. NKOS.
NKOS.
Right. We have workshops annually at the either ECDL or JCDL, the European Joint Digital Library Conference. So I will send you three names that people are doing the services, the terminology services in UK.
And then this group is in the UK?
No, it's a social group. It's the people who are research and involved in, but mostly with retrieval purposes, not really the reasoning and other kind of ontology. But the terminology services are already working, and there are experiences I think we can bring in terms of registry and the service.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Marcia. Kay, anyone else? No?
Yes, Peter.
Yes.
I would suggest Bruce Barkmeyer of XMDR. I think I mentioned that before, but I'm not sure.
Right.
And Nancy Lawler, who is also one of the editors of one of the parts of 111.79, would be good to participate in this.
Yes. We actually did send invitations to them before this meeting, actually, both of them, Nancy Lawler and Bruce. Right, I just captured this. So going back to Mike's proposed mission statement, comments, wordsmithing, no? That sounds
well,
great. Yes?
This is Farooq. I'm a little undecided about whether the mission statement is indicating that we will host a repository, or is our mission to enable the right set of things to happen so that people can host their own repositories. They're two very different things, so I wanted to just get clarification on what you had in mind.
Good question. Mike, what did you have in mind?
My thought was at this point we probably don't know, so I my thought was to keep the mission statement open, but I think that set of issues as well as, and it's somewhat related certainly to the Federation issues. Are going to be some of the key discussion points as the next step. So, particularly if you went to a federated model, basically developing components that could easily be federated together, federate well, would be a nice model for sort of a deployable software package with a reasonable footprint.
Okay. Sounds like a good answer to Farooq's question. Are you happy with that sort of open-endedness?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. It's just that the statement as it is in the chat window seems to, could mislead people to think that it is more restricted to, the part about maintaining an open, collaborative ontology repository is indicating that we're going to be operating a repository.
Yeah, right. It does, does indicate that we will operate, but
perhaps
how,
instead of maintaining...
Just how,
Go ahead.
My thought would be even if we do develop essentially a package that could be easily deployed, that we would probably maintain at least one instance of that ourselves. It's sort of a
bootstrap.
Yeah. As well as the testing environment. Yeah. But one of the reasons I put maintain in there was that I think there is a lot of work required basically to keep these things going and promote use and ideally to some level of user feedback and comments on healthy. So I think it's important to cover
While we don't have all the facilities and the rich services that Leo did mention, but somewhere in the COTS work, we do have a version controlled, is essentially running a subversion server that allows people to do version control and commitments of ontologies or I guess any objects and which allows them to be persistently accessible and then reachable either with a simple view or a more elaborated view with some, let's say, divs and version history and things like that that already available. People can go look at it at the COTS page on Protégé Wiki.
So this is Luis Bermudez.
Yes.
I'm not sure if how many of us are aware of ISO 19135. It provides a registry framework, very general.
Yes.
And I thought this group should concentrate maybe in creating the interfaces for a registry and the rules of, are we going to register triples or are we going to register ontologies? And how are we going to do the version control of resources or triples or ontologies, which is what we have found at MMI the most critical part. And I think having a mission to create a registry, I think that will not be wise, but if we create interfaces and maybe two or more test registries that are based on those interfaces and the rules that we can create here, then that will be very good.
This is Duane. I'd just like to counter that there's already a lot of work that has gone into interface design for registry repository, and I think that there's not a single use case I can think of that couldn't be facilitated by some of that work. The EBXML interface is actually pretty good, including the filter query functionality. The biggest thing that, you know, is really needed to be concentrated on, if you're going to have a registry repository of ontologies or have ontologies expressed in it, is to come up with defining a registry information model, which will basically be the first order of logic for all the other work. And I don't know if there's any examination that's gone into comparing UMO to the EBXML RIM. I don't know, Farouk, have you done that?
You guys have a subcommittee that's working on let's say it's semantics or ontology repository and the rep group?
Yes, there is a subcommittee that was formed and is no longer active on defining, its charter was to define specification for how OWL-based ontologies are managed within EBXML RegRef. So it was fairly focused. It delivered on that spec, and then at this point it's not active.
Thank you.
Can you provide a pointer to their report or recommendation?
Sure. In the chat window, I sent a link which has a link to that. Well, let me put another more specific link in the chat window shortly.
Fantastic. Okay, Louis, I captured your reference to the ISO 19135 work under the other people to get involved, and if you see the need to get those people involved, please suggest them too. All right. If we don't have further
good comments or refinements to the mission statement, I will move that we adopt, and this meeting adopts the mission statement as proposed, which now shows.
There's a new proposal on the chat group
that
most people seem to like. There's some revisions that Farouk provided.
It's a very minor change to the original one, which basically says at this point, to promote the global use of ontologies by enabling and facilitating open, federated, collaborative ontology repositories. Perhaps there's a comma missing after federated. I'm not going to be a speaker.
Federated. All right. So, all right. I will post the
Peter.
Yes.
I'd like to, put a motion forward that maybe we table this and discuss it and refine this in email, because there's aspects of both Farouk's and Jerry's that I like. But, it might be, I don't know how other people feel, but it feels like we're rushing into this, in less than half an hour. We've gone from, introducing ourselves to deciding on something like this. Well, most of the discussion that's going to be more meaningful is probably going to impact this.
Okay.
Maybe just table it for a week or two. Or adopt this as a working mutable state.
Yeah, I think we should adopt at least a sort of working statement or working draft statement of some sort, so that we have something to go by next time and people come in and start talking about doing a repository for something else, then we can tell them, it's the wrong meeting.
Yeah, I think a good stake in the sand is a good idea.
Right. For those who are monitoring the chat, how many different versions do we have?
Two, I think.
Two so far, yeah.
So just Mike's and Farouk's?
Yeah, I had
yes.
comments, but I think I can live with, I really like Farouk's.
Right.
Well, it's really minor, very minor change to what Mike had, to be fair.
All right, so I just captured it into the wiki. If people would refresh the page. And now Farouk's reads. To promote the global use of ontologies by enabling and facilitating open, federated, need a comma there, collaborative
yeah.
ontology repository.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we not want to have a central exchange?
I don't think we do, I think, for short answer, but I don't think that statement says we can't. Duane just
yeah.
posted a three-part. Perhaps you can describe that.
My suggestion was that the mission would be, A, to establish a hosted registry repository where this group can do work and research in. Two, to promote, basically I adopted Farouk's statement word for word. And then three, establish best practices for expressing ontology and taxonomy work in registry repositories, or a set of recommendations.
I like that too.
Okay, that sounds more comprehensive.
Kind of morphing all of the suggestions into those three.
Yeah.
Definitely the stuff that Jerry suggested should be, I think strongly captured as some of the, architectural best practices for establishing an infrastructure.
Yeah, I agree. Also, John Graybill had a comment on the chat, which I agree with too.
And he says that Farouk's candidate does not say we will develop anything, only that we will facilitate development of things. You know, I would like to have a little bit stronger statement if people are agreeing or in agreement on this. So we want to promote the global use of ontologies by enabling and facilitating, but we also like to do something. I mean, we can imagine we could have a discussion that enabled and facilitated.
Yeah. That's what Wayne said, that we the first one is establish a hosted registry repository.
Right, right. It's the number one mission on Dwayne's candidate mission. Is that strong enough for you, Leo?
Yeah, that's fine. It could actually be the beginning of a federated scheme. So, but that's good.
Okay. So,
the other thing is to consider when you get into establishing of a registry, there's defined registry roles, right? So it means that you can have like one registry authority who can provide several user accounts, sort of like Unix permission systems. So several people could work on different branches or different areas of the registry simultaneously. So we could have people working on stuff with Solche and with Sumo in parallel, as well as people working down in the weeds with folks on a major UBL.
Can we be more specific on the audience of this open ontology repository?
Could you repeat your question again?
Can we be more specific on the audience of this repository? Because it seems like we have been developing our ontology repository, we were targeting these ontology developers, but somehow there are, to promote the global use, we are expecting a lot of ontology users, and it seems like the ontology repository will serve different purpose if they are facing different audience.
So the immediate audience from what I had written, for point number one would be us to actually get our hands dirty and do some real work, and instead of just talking about theoretical stuff. And, you know, learning from that, the next audience would be people who have expressed an interest, and I heard lots of people during the introductions express such an interest in, you know, wanting to know how they can use ontologies and registry repositories to help their service-oriented architecture and infrastructure or web services initiative. And, you know, from the work we do, I think the secondary audience would be, you know, the group who has strong requirements right now. And the product to deliver to them would be a set of recommendations or best practices.
Especially if that's associated with examples.
Plus
yes.
One. Amen.
So one thing, though, I mean, by including the word open, and if we sort of be specific about the meaning of open, going back to things like open source definitions and things like that, and then there's a lot contained in that word, and I believe it also addresses some of the concerns that, I mean, who are
yeah.
we trying to address? I mean, we're actually trying to make this available to everyone and everyone who has
transparent and inclusive.
The APIs should probably be available freely and openly to anyone and everyone, you know, subject to, of course, the withholding due to abuse or denial of service, et cetera. The actual read-write permissions on the registry, there's a very specific set of registry repository administration and user roles that are defined in both ISO IEC 11179 and EBXML. And these roles have very specific capabilities of what they can and cannot do. And those, I don't think, should be given out just freely to anybody, but there should be some sort of a representation process where there has to be an application with a statement of work on what they want to do with it, and you know, as long as it's relevant or germane to the mission of the research, then it can be approved. But to hand those out to just anybody could result in a widespread kind of loading of the registry.
I think Dwayne's last comment opens up an interesting discussion about, is it a single repository which is control managed, or is it more of a loose federation such as the wiki? Is there any views on which direction, if any, that the participants would like to go?
I'd like to have a central registry exchange where the federated registries could be linked to, and that a search of the total resources can be conducted from. And then that allows it to be as large as it grows. However big it grows is fine.
Well, one other thing that may be germane to the mission then is to look at some requirements from all of the people, such as Rex, who actually have very concrete requirements for what they want back out of registry repository, because that should be really the driver for a lot of the research.
When I came into this meeting, I mean, Peter Yim here, I was looking to actually do something that is totally open. And of course, I mean, having developed that technology or having developed the tools, since it's open, other people could sort of extend those into a proprietary application. But what I was hoping that as a sort of open global group, what we could do is to actually run and host and provide something that's really available and available to everyone, spammers and malicious intents excluded, but to everyone who feels like, I mean, they have a need for it. Not by way of the maintainer's determination as to whether or not that person's application fits the purpose. So I would actually strongly maintain that we should keep the word open, true to its form and meaning.
Yeah, I support the notion of open, and also I think what Ken was writing about interoperability. I think that's also an interesting statement. I think we should think a little bit about the central versus federation principle. Is there a need for a central government of the things you put in there, or could it be loosely federated? Personally, since we have this culture in Sweden, we prefer to have a very loose federation, and we're also very careful actually marking the registry objects where they come from, so you can know that this particular thing has been produced by this particular organization, which means that you need some kind of search portals or some entry points, and pretty much everybody is allowed to create their own entry points and create their own clusters of registry repositories. I think some of those ideas may be worth preserving in a scenario like this. That doesn't preclude the Ontolog, for example, and strength to create one particular entry point that contains a lot of good stuff in there based on their collaboration. And so they can share resources if they would like to.
Further discussions. So maybe since we're still on the mission statement, and let's try to adopt that. I propose we adopt the version that Dwayne, the latest one that Dwayne proposed. So the 1, 2, 3.
Peter, I had one sort of friendly amendment to perhaps put the promote the global use of ontologies up to the front, bearing in the number 2.
Okay, so you reverse the number 2, 1 and number 2?
Well, I was actually thinking that all three steps really basically are designed to promote global use for healthy.
I missed the last thing. Could you repeat that again?
Basically, promote the global use of ontologies by up the front, and then so it's by 1, 2, 3.
Oh, so promote the, all right.
Partly that helps establish the audience up front.
All right. Mike's edit. Promote the global use of ontologies by 1, 2, 3.
Well, we have two states then only, right?
Oh, I think it's still there's still three items.
Right.
I want establishing the host-based repository.
I just say, so if you refresh and look at again, under discussion sub-bullet 2.6, promote the global use of ontologies by 1, establishing a hosted registry repository, 2, enabling to facilitate an open federated collaborative ontology repository, 3, establishing best practices for expressing ontology and taxonomy work in registry repositories. Let me go clean up the line a little bit, and then we can vote on it. Establishing. Okay, I just saved. Again, if you refresh, it's in bold now. I'll take out the extra comma. So, is everyone happy with this? So, let me move to
actually, adopt. I have a suggestion of putting interoperability in the best practices section. I might.
Expressing best practices for.
I suggested that.
Where do you want the word interoperability?
Best practices for expressing, I guess, interoperable. I just feel that it ought to be mentioned very clearly so that, you know, we establish this early and not just have a big collection of ontologies.
Maybe it's another bullet in item 2. With federated, collaborative, interoperable? Or is this focusing on interoperability of the ontologies rather than the repositories?
Focusing on the interoperability of the ontology.
Of the ontology.
Part of best practices, so we're encouraging it, not mandating it.
How about expressing interoperable?
Interoperable ontologies. So, I mean, maybe going back to an earlier suggestion from Steve is, do we want quality there somewhere? No?
Yeah, high quality would be good, too. I thought that was part of best practices, but that's a good idea.
So how about establishing best practices for expressing high-quality interoperable ontology and taxonomy work in registry repositories?
Okay.
I just saved. So refresh and one more review.
His comment about the high quality seems like maybe that's the odd one out, because everything else is pretty much measurable. And how do you measure high quality? I don't think it's sort of implementable and accessible.
Stuff I agree with is high quality. The rest is not.
I mean, that's what we compliment or get complimentary work from ANCOR for, the National Center for Ontological Research, of which a specific effort is moving towards getting high quality ontologies around.
I just want to mention the best practice part doesn't mention anything related to ontology consumers. Is that intended?
It does not.
So basically,
providers either.
Usually, this kind of on top.
Yes, go ahead.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, my question is, usually ontology repository was mainly designed for the ontology publishers, and that's actually make the user of the ontology repository really in small amounts. That's why I was asking, we should definitely suggest some best practice for the ontology users. So basically, if you are going to consume ontology, we will provide some best practice recommendations, like how do you find the good ontology and how do you combine several ontology together, and these are really helpful for the use of ontology.
I'm still a little bit concerned about the scope creep for this particular group, because the ontology group in itself is working for high quality, etc. So should it be the goal of this particular group of people, or should it be sort of put somewhere else in some adjacent to this? It's a question.
Yeah. I'm happy to not include it.
Yeah, this is Benjamin. I would agree that a question might be, we might be chewing a little off more than we can chew. If you add the quality aspect, bring in the whole aspect of, well, how do you evaluate quality?
Okay, I can take that out.
Yeah, I think...
So how do we address the consumer side of things? I mean, do we want to add, consumers, or just leave it as it is now?
But the goal is to promote the global use of ontology. If it's just going to say, if you are going to say to promote global development of ontology, then I'm fine with the statement. But saying global use, the consumer should always be put in these in some phase in the statement.
Micro global use is actually including the consumers.
I think the consumer actually are two categories. One are the secondary ontology developers. They are trying to combine several ontology together to fit the main applications. And also there are some kind of really just Java programmers. They are trying to use published ontology without any consideration about combination. They just want to integrate services and find good ontologies and publish their data. So something like that would be really helpful to promote the usage of ontology.
Right, and I think there's also users that are just read-only users who are just looking for an existing ontology that they can work with. And
yeah.
Not really updating anything.
Mm-hmm.
What one can do is add words such as sharing, publishing, probably. So the global use or sharing of ontologies. Or use and the publication and sharing, etc.
Okay, where?
In the first sentence, before one, promote the global
use and
sharing. Publication sharing.
I like the use and sharing, yeah. Because sharing implies sort of both the producer and consumer aspect.
So use and sharing of ontologies?
Yeah, use. Right, I just saved one last chance. We should be wrapping this up fairly quickly. Promote the global use and sharing of ontologies by 1, 2, 3.
Hmm? Okay, I think this is good.
Okay, so I move to adopt this as a working draft mission statement subject to, I guess, the formal group establishment. And so
I'll be happy to second it.
All right. Okay, any objections? If not, then this mission working, what we call it, working mission statement subject to final confirmation by the working group. Rex, was it Rex who seconded the motion?
Yes.
All agreed. Adopted. Okay. So it looks like we do have a mission statement and a working group. Can we consider everyone on this call as part of the team, and then we make sure we ping the others who are listed under expecting that didn't join us, the regrets who wasn't able to join us, and then the various people who got listed under item number 2, participant recommendations to be involved, and that would be an initial team. Does that sound okay to everyone?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, can anyone have? Does anyone have sort of very quick sort of suggestions for the resources? Or shall we defer this to later?
Well, I would say the next thing is next steps.
All right. Okay. Okay.
And what I would suggest is, consider requirements based on the mission statement. But as part of requirements, think of scope and staging too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there seems to be a suggestion at the bottom to actually create a wiki page. I think that would be helpful to record pointers to relevant work and also perhaps some early discussion on use cases and requirements.
Okay, I can create the wiki page and the mailing list. All right. Peter, you're here. I'll take this on and
great.
I'll let everyone. And for those, if there's some of you who are not members of Ontolog, can I sort of subscribe you to the Ontolog forum so that you become a member and then you have access to all the facilities? And within that, we'll set up a special project, I mean, which means it'll have its own wiki page, wiki home page, its mailing list, and then we can do business from there.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Any objections?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll subscribe. I need an acronym, something very short to represent this initiative. Either an acronym or maybe one word or one or two words. Any suggestion?
Onto Repo.
more suggestions.
Works for me.
How about just Onto Rep? Can you guys hear me?
Try again.
Onto Rep.
Leo, is that what happens when you you don't pay up on your ontology?
Ontology, yes.
Yes, yes. The concept fully come.
Theory possess your ontology.
I like the name Open Ontology Repository.
How about or else? It means ontology research to leverage semantics in the enterprise. Sorry, it was a bad joke. Not enough coffee.
Maybe I on top initiative. I like iPod. I ontology.
I ontology. Okay. All right. Other suggestions. I missed the second one. I mean, I've got onto repo. I've got I ontology. Mike, what did you say you like?
Well, you used the term open ontology repository initiative, and I think that would be fine, although it's a little bit long.
I don't mind a long name.
You don't mind a long name?
No, I don't mind a long name.
Okay. I mean, if I have to pick out of these three, I will also pick Open Ontology Initiative. So, does that sound like most people?
Yeah.
Doesn't initiative kind of broaden it a much further than a repository idea?
No, not initiative. I'm sorry. Open Ontology Repository. Wrong typo. The initiative is so.
Right.
Sorry.
So you want Open Ontology Repository as opposed to initiative?
Yeah. Right. I'm correcting it now.
Okay.
So this is adopted.
I just looked, and the acronym OOR isn't used for much else.
All right. So
that's actually a pretty good acronym.
Yeah, abbreviated. Yeah.
OORI is pretty good.
ORI is actually. Right.
OOR?
Even OOR isn't used for very much.
Yeah. OORI.
RI?
Yeah.
Where is the I?
Ori.
Well,
O-O-R-I.
What does I stand for?
Initiative.
Oh.
Initiative.
Okay, so we have a tension between O-O-R and O-O-R-I. Any comments?
Well, one's the project and one's the thing.
Yeah.
Copyright
whole
universe.
Why not add an extra R? So Open Ontology Registry Repository.
No.
The shorter is better, I think. OOR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shorter is better.
Okay, those in favor of, I have OOR and OORI. Those in favor of OOR, please call out, like 1, 2, 3, 4.
1.
2.
2.
3. 3. Then.
4.
This is 5 now, actually.
6.
So 7, right?
8.
OORI.
1.
Okay. OOR got adopted. Okay.
We could cheat and say 10.
We go by an honor system here. Okay. Just saved. So next, I guess one important discussion is, shall we offer this as a main theme for Ontology Summit 2008?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Then,
well, I guess, Peter, we have to have probably a broader discussion than if what I understand just happened is it's going to be one of the candidates.
Yes, right.
I don't know, at some future time when the Ontolog community by email, wiki, or voice can discuss their three other candidates, I guess, on the table as well.
Yes, there are a few now, and whenever you want to, Steve, when you want to close submission for candidates, then we could sort of start the process of asking around, I mean, probably over email, on how many are in favor of which.
Okay, we can talk about that. I guess that's out of scope for today's meeting.
Right. So for today, at least we the consensus is yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. I guess that's probably quite enough for the day. And anything else? Let's pass this back to Leo to wrap this up.
I guess I have nothing else to add. I think we have the next steps spelled out. Mike, any other comments?
I'm wondering if we should should we plan to have another telecon as one of the next steps?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yes.
So, when do we want this?
Well, what I would suggest is we push this out, first of all, to get comments, and then tentatively set something up, if it's free, for 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now? Okay.
Yeah, if that's possible.
All the Thursdays are actually be quite occupied now. I'll try to find a date, but once we get the mailing list going, then we can also discuss on the mailing list. But essentially, we are looking at doing this like two weeks from now.
Yeah, day to be determined, I guess.
Right.
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Me too.
I know I'll be out of pocket in 2 weeks.
Okay, who was that?
Jerry Kreger at A&M. I'm not central to this.
Yeah, I guess everyone is central to this. So, let's try to mitigate over the mailing list and see what happens.
Okay.
Works for me.
Yep.
Okay, this sounds good to me.
Okay, so that's it. And
okay, thanks,
so
folks.
Next call and the mailing list. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks very much, everyone.
Right. Oh, bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye.